T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
A mega primary situation in NY27, Chris Collins' seat. And today we had an announcement by one of the guys to come out of the woodwork to say, hey, I want to be the next congressman.
That's right. State Senator Chris Jacobs just threw his hat into the ring. There is a guy who has been running around all over New York 27, all over Western New York, since this last time this happened. He is the Erie County Comptroller, Stefan Mihailu. He joins us on the live line. Stefan, how are you doing today?
Stefan Mihailu, are you with us?
50,000 miles on it.
I'm sorry, you got to say, Stefan, you're on the air on WBEN.
Go ahead.
Yep, I hear you guys. Yeah, I said I was just saying, you asked me how I'm doing, and I've got a practically brand new car with 50,000 miles on it, crisscrossing New York 27.
Well, as the comptroller, I'm sure you're familiar with depreciation.
Yeah, unfortunately, all too well.
Well, here's the thing, though. You haven't run away at all from the idea that you are running for this seat. Right.
I'm working hard building support. I'm talking to town chairs, county chairs. I'm talking about my conservative record, my support for President Trump. And I made no secret that, you know, when the time is right, we'll make an announcement. And I'm ready and willing to potentially run in New York 27 to be President Trump's biggest cheerleader on Capitol Hill.
Now, here's my question to you, Stefan. All of these things that you've said privately, publicly, all the same. Why did you not decide? I guess what I'm asking is that Senator Chris Jacobs today, he decided, you know what? He's not all over the district. I assume now he will be, but he's saying he's going to run a primary against Chris Collins. If Chris Collins decides to run, it doesn't matter. Chris Jacobs is in a primary. If Collins steps aside, Chris Jacobs wants the seat and he'll run a primary against whoever decides to throw their hat in the ring. Why did you not take that approach?
I'm going to be blunt. You know, a liberal Republican, a never-Trumper like Chris Jacobs is not going to dictate to me how I make a decision or when I make that decision. I'm very methodical in making the decision to potentially run for Congress, and on my timetable, I will make it. You know, in the meantime, I've been making my case to folks across New York 27 that the last thing we should do is elect a liberal Republican, a never-Trumper, you know, someone like Chris Jacobs, who supports abortion rights, who's pro-illegal immigrant. And so I've been making my case in a very public manner. And when the time is right, I'll make that announcement that's best for me, my family, and my political operation. But I will not, under any circumstances, let a liberal Republican and an ever-Trumper like Chris Jacobs.
Can I just say,
talking points
what? I just got to say, 5 minutes in, Mihailu has shots fired. All right, that is what, this is Stefan Mihailu. He is not afraid to pop you in the face. He's not going to do it behind your back. He's going to look you square in the eye, and he's going to slap you across the face. And this is the type of thing that makes everyone in this area, look, there's going to be potentially 7 people in this primary, all right? And it's going to come down to who is going to stand on the top of the hill, because after the primary, you have a general, and you're hearing about some really high-profile, very wealthy Democrats that want to throw their hat in the ring. And, you know, you can't be wishy-washy if you want to take this thing.
Absolutely not. I mean, I know where my values are. I'm very conservative. I'm pro-life. And I will fight like hell on Capitol Hill to support President Trump. You know, Chris Jacobs has told the New York Times he supports abortion rights. He's pro-illegal immigrant. Chris Jacobs supports giving illegal immigrants a college aid mechanism and legal aid. Now, I would never support that. And so I'm going across the district talking about my conservative record, and he's a liberal Republican and a never-Trumper, and he's got a lot of explaining to do. And I have no problem going across the district and letting people know my conservative values. And he's got a lot of explaining to do in the coming months ahead.
Let me ask you a question, Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu. What do you, if this ends up being Senator Chris Jacobs and Chris Collins in a primary, does Stefan Mihailu say, I'm in that primary too?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's a fair question. You know, I have a timetable on when I'm going to make my announcement about what my intentions are. You know, regardless of who it is, whether it's Chris Collins, Chris Jacobs, Stefan Mihailu, I know, and you know, David, too, and Tom, you too. You guys know the voters of New York 27. Regardless of who it's going to be, the last thing we should do is elect a never-Trumper. We might as well elect a Democrat. You might as well elect a liberal Democrat. And I think the folks in that district are hardworking. They're farmers. They're hardworking taxpayers. And they're going to want someone who stands strongly and boldly behind President Trump, no matter who it is.
Right. But how long are you going to wait to take a shot at this New York 27 seat? If Jacobs drops out tomorrow and Collins says, I'm in it for another 2 years, does Stefan Mihailu say, you know what? I'm sorry, but there's a point to what Chris Jacobs is making here, that you beat a guy who he should have beat by probably 15, 20 points. The polls said that Stefan Mihailu beat Nate McMurray by 25 points.
Yeah, I mean, I have a timetable, and I'm going to stick to that. You know, and as I stated before, there's no way I'm going to let a never-Trumper dictate to me when I make an announcement and when I make my decision. I've been telling folks and anyone who will listen for the better part of a year, ever since last year even, you know, when Chris Collins decided that he was not going to run, I crisscrossed the district then, and I'm crisscrossing it now, making my case to town chairs, county chairs, business leaders, taxpayers, that I'm a big champion of President Trump. I support tax cuts. I'm pro-life. I'm a card-carrying member of the NRA. I'm a concealed carry permit holder. And we have to keep that seat in Republican hands. You know, you mentioned Chris Collins. And last year, the voters in New York 27, even though there were catastrophic Republican losses across the country, they chose to send Chris Collins back to Washington because that district cares about having an elected official who will support the president.
Stefan, you said that you've been going all over the district, and you probably know the voters of NY 27 as well as anybody. So what are their biggest concerns to which Stefan Mihailu can play?
No doubt the Second Amendment. That's a huge one. You know, again, I'm a concealed carry permit holder, member of the NRA, and I will fight like hell to make sure that the Second Amendment is preserved. You know, you want to talk about immigration. You know, Chris Jacobs threw his hat in the ring today, and Chris Jacobs is on the record being pro-illegal immigrant when it comes to letting illegal immigrants take advantage of college loan programs and legal aid. You know, we talk about being pro-life. This is a very conservative district in New York 27, and I am very strongly pro-life, where Chris Jacobs has told the New York Times he supports abortion rights. That will not fly in New York 27. You know, the voters in New York 27 are going to sniff out a fraud in a heartbeat.
But here's my other...
Did you just call Jacobs a fraud?
No. I said anyone who pretends to be a conservative when it's convenient is a fraud. Anyone who does that.
But here's my question to you. You are not in the state Senate. You are the Erie County Comptroller, okay? Everyone wants to talk about how New York State is going to take back the Senate. The Republicans, you know, this was a Republican-held Senate, although there was a really weird deal that was made for that to happen. But redistricting is right around the corner. Why, in a seat that really is impressive that Chris Jacobs holds anyway, because it's not a heavily leaning Republican seat, why throw your hat into the ring into New York 27, which is R plus 11, deep red? All the values that you're talking about, Stefan, are all the values of this district. And obviously, you know, Jacobs's ambition is to run in the middle in a with people on the right of him in a primary.
Which is really bizarre. You know, the current state Senate seat that he's in is very liberal. I mean, in many respects, it reminds me of Manhattan and New York City. You know, and those values will fly in that Senate seat, and it certainly would fly in Manhattan, but it will not resonate with voters in New York 27. And so I am so strongly passionate about President Trump that yours truly and Michael Caputo. We went to Cleveland leading up to the election in 2016, and I volunteered on the Trump campaign. I volunteered at the Republican National Committee, when it wasn't very popular for people to throw their hat in the ring and support President Trump.
Yeah, but I don't even think he voted for Trump, is what I'm saying. It's one thing to support his campaign and to work as a delegate. I think the congressman from New York 27 should have at least voted for the sitting Republican president.
Well, Chris Jacobs was asked by Liz Benjamin in a public forum on television, do you support President Trump? And he dodged and danced and deflected and wouldn't say whether or not he even voted for President Trump. I will go on the record on Bowerly and Bella Via and say I am damn proud of my support for President Trump, voted for President Trump, and I'll do so again in 2020, and I'm going to be his biggest champion on Capitol Hill.
Well, I voted for Donald Trump too, Stefan, and I'm thinking about running for Congress myself. NY27, baby, the more the merrier. All right, I'm not really thinking about running.
We're gonna have more with Stefan Mihailu, who sounds very serious about being, not officially, but I think it's safe to say that there is now a three-person primary.
At least.
With Stefan Mihailu, Chris Jacobs, and Chris Collins. And how many more will be throwing their hats in the ring? We're going to talk more with Stefan Mihailu, Erie County Comptroller, in just a sec.
Stefan Mihailu is with us, and he hasn't quite said it, but clearly he is interested in NY27. I don't think that you could come up with any other interpretation based on what he has said during the show. Stefan, would you make the pledge? I have to ask this. This is like the dork question. Would you make the pledge that you, Stefan Mihailu, will support whomever the Republicans nominate to go against whomever the Democrats nominate in NY27?
Well, I mean, I appreciate the question. I know it's coming, and I know it's a popular one that's been asked. But
oh, it is so cliche, I'm embarrassed to ask it, but...
No, look, if I throw my hat in the ring, I'm confident that based on my conservative record and my support of President Trump, that I would be the nominee. You know, the one thing I...
But in case you're not the nominee, would you make the promise to support the nominee of the Republican Party, whomever it may be?
Well, that all depends. Number one, if I do throw my hat in the ring, I'm confident that based on my conservative record, I would win.
Well, hold on.
Hold on one second. But yours truly and every member of New York 27, we want to make sure that we do not elect a never-Trumper in New York 20.
Right, but let me make this much easier for Stefan Mihailu. If he threw his hat in the ring, he's running a primary, and if he won the primary, he's the guy. And if he didn't win the primary, what is he going to do? You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of that's a non-primary question.
In New York 27, a never-Trumper, a liberal Republican like Chris Jacobs, will not win and cannot win. And if he did throw his hat in the ring and were successful, that would hand the seat over to the Democrats in a heartbeat.
Now, what do you think about the chances? Now, we're looking at 2020 here, right? And there's a chance that the House of Representatives can go back into Republican hands. I mean, the Democrats are going to try to run Russia, all the other nonsense that we've been hearing about. It's you would want as many, you know, people that are pushing the agenda. What happened, you know, when the House, when in 2016, you had a president as a Republican and you had a Congress that was Republican, but they didn't do anything. They didn't agree with the president's philosophy. We don't have a wall. We don't have any of the things that the promise that the president ran on because he didn't have like-minded people in the House.
Well, Chris Jacobs would not be a like-minded Republican that would support President Trump. I mean, he's very clear about supporting abortion rights, about being pro-illegal immigrant and being a never-Trumper, and danced, dodged, and deflected him whether or not he even voted for President Trump.
Hypothetically speaking, Stefan, if you were to want to run for Congress, hypothetically, when do you think a good time for any candidate would be to make that announcement? Hypothetically.
For me, it's a deeply personal decision. You know, if I run for Congress, it would be to support President Trump and be his biggest champion on Capitol Hill. You know, it's something I need to talk to my wife about. You know, we have a baby boy, 13-year-old daughter, and we're expecting a baby in July. And so there's a lot of family decisions that will go into if and when we make this announcement. You know, so I've got to talk to my family, the folks around me, my political advisors, friends, and then make a decision going forward. But I'm laying the groundwork now and working incredibly hard to let folks know about my conservative values and that I would support President Trump.
I don't mean to pry, but when would you and your wonderful wife, what kind of discussions have you had so far? Has she, hypothetically speaking, has she expressed support if you were to run for Congress?
Oh, my wife Ashley is amazing, and what she's doing with me, I have no idea. She is the only Republican social worker I've ever met in my life. So that tells me she's got a brain and a heart.
No, seriously, though, that is not a place you find conservatives.
No, and she is just amazing. I count my blessings every day.
That's an incredible. Hey, listen, best of luck to you, and you're working hard out there. And I got to tell you, if nothing else, this is going to be so entertaining. And I really appreciate the way you answer the questions, and you just come swinging all the time. And in a primary, that's what's going to – you got to claw, you got to fight, and Mihailu's not afraid to do that.
All right, County Controller Stefan Mihailu, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Is this not going to be the great – I mean, this is
I've already –
This is like a battle royal. Now, after the break, Tom, who are we going to talk to?
We're going to talk with Assemblyman Stephen Hawley, David.
Steve Hawley, one of the most conservative members of the Assembly. You got to put him up there with DiPietro, but Hawley has been around for a very long time. This guy is beloved in Genesee and Orleans County. He's got that rural side to him. He's also a successful businessman. And he's not afraid. He's not afraid. It's going to be, we're going to have Razenhofer, Hawley, Ort. I mean, this thing is just never ending.
Stay with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, or we'll end.
The dynamic duo is back.
The hardest working tools.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on WBEN.
And we prove that each and every day. Except Saturdays on News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. So Chris Collins is the incumbent congressman in NY27. We just spoke with Stefan Mihailu, who sounds an awful lot like a guy who'd like to be the next congressman of NY27. And David, we've got another guest here on a Friday.
This is one of the most conservative members of the New York Assembly. Every time you hear about New York, Western New York seceding from New York State, it's because of Assemblyman Steve Hawley, and beloved in Genesee County, Orleans County, been an assemblyman for years, served in the National Guard, is very successful businessman, and always has his name out there as a candidate. So we decided to go right to the source because we heard in the Buffalo News and the Batavian, everyone's talking. Steve Hawley, Assemblyman Hawley, thanks for joining us.
Great to hear your voice, Dave. How's everything?
Everything is great. I'm asking you now. We're putting you in the hot seat. What is your position here? Now, Chris Jacobs, now you're thinking to yourself, this is, do we have to go through this again? This is something every time a congressional seat comes up, they go to the rural areas, they look at the Assembly, the Senate, everything else. Unlike these state senators, you're in the New York Assembly. It's a pretty safe red area. It's not really in danger to become a Democratic seat, but it's not in play. It's not like if we lose Stephen Hawley in the Assembly, we're going to not have a chance to take out the Democrats in the Assembly. This seems like a perfect opportunity. And what do you think? Is this something that you're interested in doing?
Well, of course, right now we have Congressman Collins, who has been serving and reelected, albeit by a narrow margin. So as long as we have an incumbent congressman who is serving, I continue to serve the residents of the 139th District, which is right geographically in the center of the 27th District.
Hmm.
Represent the west side of Monroe County, all but one town in Orleans, and all of Genesee County, and have for the last 13 plus years. So it's something that has been talked about in the past. I continue to be interested in it very much. I think that I would be a candidate if Mr. Collins chooses not to run again or chooses to resign. I certainly have the background in business and farming, my military experience, my patriot trip to Washington, D.C. every year. This will be our 12th trip with two buses with 106 veterans in them. And, of course, just recently we had my Gold Star Families legislation that finally got through after having been laid aside. I was very, very proud of that and look forward to continuing to serve constituents no matter what capacity.
But you will not serve if Chris Collins decides to run again. Is that a hard and fast statement? You will not run?
I think that probably is premature. You have to certainly wait to see what happens with Mr. Collins down the line.
So even if he is the incumbent and even if he were to run again, you are not saying that you wouldn't throw your hat into the ring?
That's correct.
I'm confused by all of those questions. I don't know what's going on. Everyone's saying that they don't want to do it, but they're keeping their options open. Here's the thing. Right now, it's officially a primary. Jacobs is saying, I'm running no matter what. Now, this is not going to be like the last time around where the chairman get to pick a candidate. It appears that Senator Ort, you've already heard from Stefan Mihailu. I'll tell you, the danger here is that if you get a bunch of Erie County people and a Niagara County person out there, and they all run into a primary, you know, a Steve Hawley candidate model actually, I mean, look at the numbers. If Steve Hawley would have ran against the Democrat last time around, it beats him by 20 points. This is the same thing we're seeing every time we look at these candidates. Chris Collins beat Nate McMurray by 1 point. Steve Hawley beats him by 20 points. So we know that the candidate model works, but if you put a bunch of Erie County guys and a Niagara County guy, I'll tell you what, this looks really, really good for a rural Western New Yorker to take this seat. Does that entice you?
Well, that scenario certainly is one where if that were to play out, I would think that my chances of being the next congressman would be great. But right now, I just want to reiterate, we do have a congressman, and he is serving. And at this juncture, I'm going to continue to say that it all depends on what he decides to do.
At this juncture. But that would be subject to change in the future.
Every day is a new day, Mike.
He's not moving.
I just got to keep on trying.
He's the Rock of Gibraltar. A little different than the Stefan Mihail interview where in the first 5 minutes he called Chris Jacobs a fraud. It's a little different temperament here.
Well, he didn't specifically call Chris Jacobs a fraud.
But you're not going to. And the other thing is that, you know, we're talking guns, abortion, all the conservative things. You know, he's been around for decades promoting those principles. And the other thing about Steve Hawley is Ontario County, which no one wants to talk about, right? All these other counties that the newer county to New York 27, they know Steve Hawley because of his work in Albany, and he has support and relationships all across the district. It's not just Orleans and Genesee that you're representing. You have a lot of relationships all across the district.
Well, you know, as you said, I've been serving not decades, but certainly the last decade. And before that, I was on the Genesee County Legislature. I was on the Genesee Valley School Boards Association. I've served as president of the Genesee County Farm Bureau and the Genesee County Cooperative Extension. And these kinds of relationships, even though it was in Genesee County, Farm Bureau is there's the New York State Farm Bureau. I know most of the Farm Bureau presidents. In all of the counties, not just the 27th, and Cornell Cooperative Extension, of course, stretches across the entire state. So I do have a lot of contacts. I try to maintain a positive attitude relative to representing people. And it's all about representing people. It's not representing party.
I want to talk a little bit about that because being in a section of your assembly district, you were talking about erosion on Lake Ontario before anyone thought it was cool enough to talk about at a state level. This is something you've been talking about for years. No one seemed to really want to get into the minutiae of erosion, but I've heard you talk about 10, 15 years ago. The other thing is when it comes to immigration, it's really easy to take these 35,000-foot platitudes of immigration and the party line and what's popular nationally. But with your constituents, you're dealing with dairy farmers, you're dealing with crop farmers. Immigration is a little bit different issue when you talk about people who it affects every single day.
Well, that's right. And we do have many farms who depend on immigrant labor, whether you're a farmer that grows grapes or apples, whether you're a dairy farmer producing, unfortunately, at this juncture, there's that juncture word again, producing milk at a loss of $3 per hundredweight of milk. These are difficult times for agriculture. And working with people, whether it's in Albany, trying to prevent this farm labor bill from becoming reality. I've been working closely with the chairman of the Ag Committee, Donna Lopardo, as well as Marcus Crespo, chairman of the Labor Committee, to hopefully diminish and maybe not even have this come up in the Assembly. I do know a business. I've been a businessman myself, as first as a farmer, and for the past 30-some-odd years as an independent insurance agent, and, of course, serving in the on the Board of Education. Isn't too shabby either. I do know education quite well. So I have made it a practice, because I've been a member of the minority, to work effectively and with respect for folks that have a similar assembly seat, whether they be from a borough in New York City, whether they're from the North Country or the Southern Tier. Every year I invite and folks come up from New York City, members of the majority, to see how it is that we live, see what's important to us, see the small businesses, see the farms and the vineyards, and take a look and see how other New York State residents live. And then I go, of course, go down and see them. It's all about communication, respect, and taking a steady hand and a reasonable hand.
So what is the Steve Hawley take on President Trump and his policies, let's say, on immigration and President Trump in general?
Well, I think the economy certainly, there's no question, it's a reality. The economy has certainly improved a great deal over the last several years. We have record low unemployment. We have lots of things going on that have never happened before, and most of them are positive. The president has a different way of communicating. That's not my way of communicating, but I prefer one-on-one, and I prefer listening as much as I do speaking. So certainly things have changed in this country, and most of it for the good. So I'm proud of the fact that he's been doing that.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best ever, where would you at this point rate and grade the Trump presidency?
After 2 years in office, I would rate it probably an 8.
Steve Hawley's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. His name has been mentioned as somebody who just might be interested in NY27. At this juncture, he would not put his hat into the ring if Chris Collins were to be the candidate or not resign. At this juncture, that's not going to happen.
Right. I want to ask just a quick question about the dysfunction of Albany. You know, that has got to be one of the most frustrating things in the world. I talked to Dave DiPietro, and I hear the horror stories. You've been there longer than just about anyone. You know, that drive from Albany back to Genesee County, I'm sure if we could be inside your vehicle, you might be, you know, banging your head against the steering wheel. That's got to be a really difficult thing. You talk about trying to work with the other side. You know, sometimes that's easy because you're treating people honorably and with respect. But there are a lot of people in Albany that just simply don't care about that, and they're going to push their agenda down your throat. How do you deal with it?
Well, it's, as you say, banging my head against the steering wheel, that would be unsafe, Dave, so I certainly wouldn't do that. It's not easy. I talk about relationship building in terms of respecting other folks. Even though we may disagree 100% of the time, it is not easy, but I try to represent the viewpoints of the folks that sent me to Albany. Hopefully the overwhelming majority will never please all the people all the time, but listening and respecting others' points of view is extremely important. We're in the minority. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you're from upstate New York, and in this case, Western New York, we're in the minority, and so we need to help those that are from another part of the state understand who we are, how we live, what our businesses are, and try to, in some fashion or another, convince them that it's important to listen and not overreact. And so many of these laws, as someone, DiPietro, I'm sure has told you, so many of these laws that are passed are nothing more than New York City laws. They should be passed by the City of New York Common Council, not affecting the rest of the state of New York, whether you're in the North Country or Southern Tier or where we live. But there are so many of them, and by them I mean folks out of New York City. We have 43 folks from upstate and parts of Long Island representing us in the Assembly out of 150. So it's an overwhelming task, but for me the glass is always half full.
Assemblyman Steve Hawley, hold on, if you would, on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on a Friday afternoon. And with that, let's get back to Assemblyman Steve Hawley joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. As we look at the possibility, mind you, the possibility that your name could be on the ballot as the Republican candidate for NY27, I mean, you never know how these things are going to shake out. I mean, what do you see as the top three priorities you would be facing as a congressman from Western New York?
Well, I think most of all, because of the turmoil that has existed in New York 27, my personality, my background lends a steady and sure hand to not only this seat, but I would bring those characteristics to Washington. In terms of the areas that are important to the 27th, certainly, agriculture is the number one issue in terms of their stability and their ability to plant and harvest crops, having the right numbers of folks that are able to perform those duties. Immigration is huge. And I think more than anything else, we need to concentrate on what's important to people. And the only way to know that is to have many, many town halls like I do. I enjoy those. Even though the congressional district is much larger, I have for years done a lot of door-to-door and have great conversations. And so I think listening to people and what their needs, wants, and desires are is what a representative should be all about.
Now, really, Assemblyman Steve Hawley works his tail off. There's very few elected officials that do more in their district. You're everywhere, and it really speaks volumes about how seriously you take the job. Hey, did you hear about this adversity rating on the SAT?
No.
All right, so what they're doing is they're taking someone, when a kid takes an SAT now, it depends on, you know, if there's crime in their neighborhood, and they give them a scale of 1 to 100. And depending on how much adversity is in their background, abuse or anything else, they get, you know, an 89. And that rating allows them to go into college. So regardless of what their SAT scores or grade point average, if their adversity rating is high, they are, you know, it's like a new way of people judging people's privilege, right? And your experience in Albany has given you an adversity rating of 90. I believe that just based on the fact that you've endured Albany for as long as you have eliminated all privilege, because that has got to be one of the most frustrating things in the world. Here's what we know right now. As crazy and as polarizing as Washington is, it ain't nothing compared to Albany.
Well, I've not, other than the Patriot trip where I take our proud veterans who have served this country every year, I have not, other than being at the Obama Jobs address a couple of years ago, I have not worked in that environment, but I can tell you that the work environment that I have been in the last 13 years as a member of the minority and as a conservative leaning individual has certainly prepared me well for anything that would require common sense, a sense of stableness, and the ability to work with people, because I've been doing that.
Well, Steve Hawley, thank you very much for joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Been a pleasure having you with us.
My pleasure. Have a good one, guys.
All right. I'm going to mark Steve Hawley as in.
Do you think so?
Yeah. No, he's going to be in. I think Razenhofer is going to probably throw his hat in. I think Robert Ort is definitely in, senator from Niagara County. We already heard Chris Jacobs is in. Mihailu's coming in hot. Mihailu's got two engines out, and he's landed that plane. Stefan Mihailu is definitely running for Congress in New York 27. What does that leave us with? Well, Carl Paladino. I've heard Charlie Nesbitt's name. You know Charlie Nesbitt? He's the former minority leader of New York State.
And he invented basketball.
How
about David Bellavia? That's the elephant in the room. The 600-pound elephant in the room is David Bellavia.
Let me talk more about Charlie Nesbitt for a second, though. This was Hawley's seat that he has right now. Charlie Nesbitt had that seat. But I've heard his name. I've heard, so we know Ort, Hawley, Razenhofer. Here's a name we haven't heard yet, Carl Paladino.
What is
Carl Paladino thinking about Chris Jacobs and a primary? Could you imagine? That is a battle royal.
We are going to have to wait and see on that one next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.